the Hollywood Western is making a comeback, or riding back into town, or getting back on the train, or however you want to put it. The movie Open Range is out. Director Ron Howard has a Western coming out this fall. John Woo plans to make a Western about Chinese workers building the Transcontinental Railroad. Pat Dahl reports on the latest episode for an art form that dates back to the last days of the Old West itself.
Open Range took in $14 million in its opening weekend. Compared with the $92 million opening of The Matrix Reloaded, that's nothing. But many in Hollywood breathed a sigh of relief. To understand why, it helps to know how Westerns, or Oders, as the trade paper Variety calls them, have done in the past few years, which is not good, according to film historian Scott Simon.
The last Western that was released theatrically before Open Range is Texas Rangers.
And that was in 2001.
Which got the headline in Variety of Oder Misfires. And for a film that was released widely, that is in quite a lot of theaters, it probably did worse than any film in industry memory, something like $700 and some per theater for the opening weekend, which is about as bad as films ever do.
That's less than Geely, to put it in perspective. Scott Simon teaches film at the University of California at Davis. He's just written a book called The Invention of the Western Film. Cowboys, Indians, and gunslingers were once the mainstay of the whole film industry. But Westerns have been considered box office poison for more than three decades, probably, Simon says, because of what he saw at his local theater while watching Open Range.
I noticed there were lots of reflections of the image in front of me, and it finally occurred to me that the reason there were so many reflections was that I was seeing them off the bald pates of people sitting in front of me. And really, the demographics of people who are going to Western are, you know, older and male.
Audiences for Westerns have always been male, but they also used to be what is now Hollywood's target audience, teenaged males, who'll see a movie more than once. From 1903, when The Great Train Robbery was released, up to World War II, audiences loved Westerns so much that one out of every five movies made in the United States was a Western. Director Walter Hill says the biggest reason that Westerns started fading into the sunset in the 1960s was because the stories and the settings they romanticized began disappearing from living memory.
The broad audience was no longer identifying with their agrarian roots, the agrarian roots of the American history, American past. And I think the generation before that, whether by direct experience or through their parents or their grandparents, they had a great identity with what we used to call the making of the West, and that being in touch with that history, and they weren't nearly as urban.
Hill directed the Western The Long Riders in 1980, and in the 1990s, Geronimo and Wild Bill, both of which failed at the box office. He's made other kinds of movies, too, such as 48 Hours, but he once famously said that all his movies are Westerns. He likes the chance to make the real thing, but he was still surprised last year to get a call from HBO to direct one, the pilot episode for a series that will debut next year, Deadwood, set in the lawless town made famous by Wild Bill Hickok.
I was surprised, and I was pleased, although when I read the pilot, I thought that it was very HBO. It seemed to me to be different in the ways that HBO kind of likes things, and it has very high-quality writing and plenty of sex and violence.
It's not clear yet whether Deadwood will be The Sopranos Go West or 6 Feet Under Boot Hill. The series was created by David Milch, best known for his work on such television cop shows as Hill Street Blues and NYPD Blue. There's some irony in that, because many historians think the Western morphed into the police procedural in the 1970s and 80s. In fact, The Wild Bunch, one of the greatest Westerns of all time, is about to be remade as an urban crime thriller. Waylon Greene earned an Oscar nomination for co-writing the original 1969 movie. Greene won an Emmy writing for NYPD Blue and now produces the new TV Dragnet. Both cowboys and cops seem to him to share something with the knights errant of old.
They come, they do some amazing service, they either kill a dragon, they kill the bad guy, whatever they do, and they move on. The traditional Western hero, and probably my favorite Western actually is Shane, and it's a great example of that, is that the Western hero comes, he lives actually in this family, But you know, no matter how much they like him, he will not ever be part of the family.
We want you, Shane.
Joey, there's no living with a killing. There's no going back from one. Right and wrong, it's a brand. A brand sticks. There's no going back. Now you run on home to your mother and tell her everything's all right. And there aren't any more guns in the valley.
Like the gunslinger, cops are outsiders who come in to clean up the town but not socialize, says Green.
They're the people that we bring them in when we need things done that either we can't do or they're too unpleasant to do. And we basically pay them or hire them or coerce them or whatever to do it. And they do it. And then when they've done it, we don't particularly want to know them. And they don't particularly want to know us.
Close your eyes and go to sleep.
It's a shame.
Yes, ma'am. The report we got didn't go into detail. Some woman left the baby with you, is that it?
Both the old and the new Dragnet like to rip stories from the headlines, but Westerns have always done that too. For instance, Nicholas Ray's Johnny Guitar restaged the McCarthy hearings in a saloon in 1954. And 2 years after Brown versus the Board of Education, John Ford's The Searchers painfully examined white racism toward Native Americans. The 1960s produced several Westerns that critics at the time attributed to the turmoil of the Vietnam War. Chief among these was The Wild Bunch, with its bloody story of Americans making an apocalyptic last stand in the Mexican Revolution. Screenwriter Waylon Green says, of course the war influenced him.
If you were around in the 60s, the Vietnam War was the bane of your existence. I mean, it was the nightmare of turning on television every night and feeling ashamed, you know. It was also the dishonesty and hypocrisy of people saying, well, but everything is all right. I mean, after all, we must be right. You know, what we do is right.
Westerns still reflect the times in which they're made. Though Open Range was written well before the war in Iraq, it seems to have tapped into the mindset that produced the doctrine of preemptive strikes, at least from the perspective of Robert Duvall's Trail Herder.
Baxter sent his men to stampede the herd, and I figured me and Charlie would stop them before they could do it. Surprise them where they was hiding in some trees, and we had at them.
Open Range is a very traditional American Western in the line of John Ford, says historian Scott Simon. It harks back to the days before Clint Eastwood went to Europe to become a star in spaghetti Westerns.
The fact that its models are not from old Europe, they're not spaghetti Western models. We look inward, we look to ourselves, we look to America to find models for our behavior is really very much kind of, let's say, Bush era way of treating the Western. And although Open Range tells a kind of traditional story, it's one that feels to me a little more dangerous to tell now, which is that if you have a despot who is causing trouble, that if you get out your guns and have a shootout, the problems are solved and there's nothing really to be said afterwards. You know, that's the story the Western always tells, and it's not particularly unique, but you know, it's a question of whether it needs to be told again right now.
The questions Open Range raises are still the old ones, usually asked by the women in the movie. How long before they ride out of the valley? And will all the guns go with them? For NPR News, this is Pat Dowell.